The Project Engage students have spent the better part of a month in bioscience boot camp. They're eager for the next phase, getting their hands dirty in a real research lab. To decide which lab is a good fit, the students and a pool of mentors are engaging in a science speed date of sorts.
All right, hands up.
Students and mentors have 5 minutes to assess the other.
How are you, man?
I'm Amadou,
nice to meet you, man.
Amadou Ba of Atlanta's Best Academy sits across from tech grad student Jose Garcia.
What's interested you?
It's definitely been beneficial to us.
What struck me the last time I met Amadou was how often he described things as in big ideas, goals, and opportunities. And that's exactly how he frames this five-minute date with Garcia.
And we could be the students, or we could be the ones to discover that cure for cancer, or that cure for HIV or AIDS, anything. Just come up. Just imagine one of us having a patent. That's just
Amadou
amazing.
Drops words and phrases in each sentence like imagine, one day, what if. Tech grad student Jose Garcia says that's refreshing. It reminds him of how important taking a step back can be.
You know, we don't have to have our heads into this as far deep as we usually do. You know, let's see this from a big picture kind of standpoint. Do you have any questions for me?
What motivates you?
Garcia's next speed date is with Jade Johnson of Coretta Scott King High School. Under the pressure of the scenario, Jade seems open and eager, but in her typical reserved way.
I just want to know, like, the background behind everything. I don't mind being in a lab that I want to be in and I don't get picked for, but I just want to see the background behind all the research that everyone does.
Yeah.
Jade has a kindness that puts you at ease. Maybe it's that laugh. Last month when Jade and I met, I got the sense she wasn't as sure of herself as some of the other students, but that seems to be changing.
I'm really confident now because hearing people's input about me, about my personality, how I'm smart, it just pushes me along the way even more. And having the motivation from my parents and even people in Georgia Tech, I just feel the love in the atmosphere, and it just makes me happy and tells me that I can do it.
1, 2, 3, congratulations. You survived the gauntlet.
Once the speed dates wrap up, both mentors and students rank the other. Not everybody gets their first choice. Jade doesn't, and she takes it pretty hard, but she presses forward. After the weekend, these young people begin work in real Georgia Tech research labs. Each day will be intense. That is a promise. But having survived, thrived even for a month now, they're ready. Jim Burris, WABE News.